Well, it's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, and if you listened in on the show last week, I came back from a stoop session one afternoon, and I was bragging to you about it, and I promised you, I made a promise, I said, Lise Marie's going to come back onto the show, she's going to come be with me and you and share the word of God, and I've kept my promise because I am a woman of her promise, I'm a woman of her word, you can trust me on that. Guess who's in studio?
Hello, Sunday!
It's so good to have you back, Lise Marie. Thank you so much for coming through again.
It's a privilege to see you twice in a week.
Right? It's good. It's very, very good to be with you. So today we are talking about something very interesting, right?
Absolutely.
It is something that we sing about. I mean, I could think of so many songs. One of my favorite songs, I think Jesus Culture sings a song that says, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom."
Yeah.
Right? We sing songs about freedom. It's in the Word of God, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And there's so many scriptures about it. And it's a word, I think, that is well embraced among believers. But I think it's a word also that can be misunderstood.
Absolutely. And you know, Cynthia, we love saying to another, remember Jesus has set you free.
Yeah.
And we go, yes, I'm free in Jesus. And I'm the type of person, Cynthia, that I just want to understand exactly what that means. I absolutely believe by the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been set free. But I want to know, what does that look like practically?
Yeah.
And you know, one of the scriptures that is probably one of the best known is Isaiah 61, which we know so well. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted." And then he says, "He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted."
Mm.
And then these two things, Cynthia, he says, "To proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners." And I don't know, have you ever thought about what's the difference between liberty to the captives and freedom to the prisoners? So I started looking at that, and just very basically, I think if you are a prisoner, I think generally you're a prisoner because you did something wrong. And you are now carrying the consequences, right? And I think that is the freedom that we are so familiar with. It is the freedom that Jesus has given us from our sin, the punishment of our sin, the guilt of our sin, and the eternal damnation that Jesus has brought. So on this passage, freedom to prisoners, I think we're familiar with it, right? It's the salvation. It's the freedom from hell. It's the freedom from eternal punishment.
Yeah.
Yay. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But since it's this other one that got me quite interested. It says liberty to captives.
Hmm.
Now, have we ever thought, what's the difference between a person who's captive and a person who's a prisoner?
Prisoner, yeah.
I think, as I said, the prisoner is someone who did something wrong and is now being punished for they're wrong.
Yeah.
A captive, I tend to think generally, is someone that didn't do something wrong. They were just overpowered by a stronger enemy. And they were taken captive. You know, like the Israelites were taken captives by the Babylonians or so on. And that's the freedom that I think we sometimes don't explore more than in our journeys with Jesus.
Sure. That is so interesting, right? And I mean, I think one of the most important things as well is that, let me just ask this question before we proceed. Does freedom also mean that we can just live as we will and do what we just want to do?
Because that's what I sometimes think we forget to, is we think, yes, Jesus has set me free, so now what can I do with my freedom? And I think that's where we need to start asking good questions around freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think the freedom that Jesus has brought for us as captives is so that we can do what we want to do.
Because then if we do, then we end up doing the wrong and then we'll be in prison. I'm joking.
Exactly, Zinthi. So freedom has a purpose.
Mm.
We need to start asking the right questions to understand what this freedom is all about.
Sure. And what are those right questions?
Well, Zinthi, I love scripture because I started seeing stories in the Word about people or groups of people who are being set free. And I started seeing a pattern. So I started asking these questions for myself, and that's what I'd love to share with the listeners regarding freedom. And and it's these three basic questions: is what have you been set free from?
Sure.
The second one is, what have you been set free for? And the third one is, who has God enabled you to walk with through this freedom or into this freedom? So these three questions, I just want to repeat them. What have you been set free from? What has the freedom, what is the purpose of the freedom?
Yeah.
And who has he brought alongside you to walk out that freedom? And as I started looking at these passages, and I think we're going to be sharing it over today and over the next few weeks, I just started asking these three questions for each of these stories, and I started seeing patterns, and that's what I'd love to share with the listeners today.
Okay, so when we come back, we're going to answer these questions or look at some examples in the Word of God that can teach us a thing or two to say, because if we don't ask the questions, I think freedom is dangerous for us then, if we do not ask the questions and we don't understand why we've been set free.
Absolutely. Can I just share one more example?
Yeah.
The question, what have you been set free from? I usually use the example. Let's say, for instance, you are allergic to nuts, but you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And you eat something with nuts in, and you have a very physical negative effect, but you just, you know, you don't know it's
don't
nuts.
Know.
So you just go like, oh, I ate something bad. 2 weeks later, the same thing happens again. You eat something, there's nuts in, and you have a very bad health reaction. Until you get to understand, listen, nuts is not good for my body. This process is going to be repeated over and over in your
sure.
life. And that's why we need to be able to identify what are the things that we have been set free from in order to help us walk away from it, stay
yes.
away from nuts.
Sure.
And in the same way, the question, what are we being set free for? I use this example by saying, if someone gives you a gift voucher for your birthday, Zintle, and it just says, you know, a name of a company or of a shop, and you go, oh, that's fantastic, but nowhere on the voucher does it say the value of the voucher. Have you ever had that awkward experience where you go into the shop and you know I can spend money, but I don't exactly know how much? So you're very nervous. Can I go
sure.
more than 50 Rand? I don't know. And it becomes this uncertain exercise. So the same thing for us. God has established freedom for us, but we need to know what is the purpose of the freedom
sure.
so that we can confidently walk into the shop
Amen.
And know, I've got 200 Rand, so I can spend 200 Rand.
Oh, I love it.
And that's why I love to ask these questions. What are you being set free from, and what are you being set free for?
All right, you better stick around. We'll be back after this. Well, welcome back. You are on Stoop Sessions here on Impact Radio. We just decided we had to give a name to our conversations because we're going to be having a lot of these. And Elise Marie, like I told you earlier, often does these Stoop Sessions. So we've taken Stoop Sessions on air now.
Amen.
Absolutely love it. Elise Marie, so we're talking freedom, right? And you've laid a foundation just to explain to us the critical questions that we need to ask where it comes to freedom, to say what are we being set free from, what are we being set free for, as well as who is God bringing along for us to walk this journey of freedom with. Now, you've got an example of a story in the Bible for us.
Absolutely. So, Zintle, today I want to share one story, but in the next few weeks I'm going to share other practical stories. So please, please listen in if you can. The first one is the well-known story of Israel being in slavery in Egypt. And we all know the story. The Israelites, for 400 years, they were slaves to the Egyptians, and they were being treated horribly.
Mm.
The impact was for them that they barely survived. They served the Egyptians and their purposes.
Yeah.
And then we know what happened. God sent Moses to come and deliver them. And we know the story of the 10 plagues, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then in one night, they were set free. And,
sure.
and a nation of about 2 million people literally walked out of Egypt into the desert.
Sure.
Now, we know that story, and we know it's about freedom, and hence the reason I want to ask the question, what were they set free from? I think that's the first question. And we say, yes, they were set free from slavery, so let's make it practical for our lives.
Yeah.
Because if you would ask someone, Zintle, if I would ask you, are you a slave? You would say, no, I'm not a slave.
Mm.
But in reality, a lot of us do have things that we are slaves to. So, for instance, what was the Pharaoh doing to the Israelites? He was controlling them. He was a tyrant. He was an abuser of their lives. And in the same way, there are things, Zintle, in our life. For instance, we could be a slave to fear.
Sure.
You know, a fear of failure, a fear of insignificance. Mm. We could be a slave to our own insecurities.
Mm.
We could even be a slave to anger. Let's say we struggle with our anger.
Sure.
Or we are easily offended and we just know, oh, this is just something that keeps on, that I struggle with. I just lose my temper, or I'm impatient, or I'm always afraid. Or These are things that we are allowing to control us, and therefore we are living as slaves.
Sure.
And I think the first question is to understand, what are these things that we are being controlled by? Because the good news is, the Word of God says Jesus came to proclaim liberty to captives.
Hmm.
So if your anger or your anxiety or your fear or your judgmentalism or your being easily offended is something that continually repeats in your life, I want to say to you, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ has set you free from the control of those things. The
sure.
question is, do you know that? Because it would be like the Israelites being set free, but not walking out of Egypt, just staying there and keep on working as a slave. And yet God is saying, you are free, my child. Don't stay under the slavery of control or anger or offense or judgment. So I think the first thing is, we need to identify, what things are we allowing to treat us like a tyrant, like a slave driver, where Jesus is saying, but my power have set you free from that. So that's the first question. Identify by the power of the Holy Spirit what you have been set free from, so that you can identify, wait, here's an emotion,
Amen.
Here's a thought coming to me that makes me want to remind me that I'm a slave, but I'm not a slave to my anger. I'm not a slave to criticism. So you can identify your slave house of Egypt, and you can say, no, Jesus has set me free.
That is actually so powerful and so practical, Elise Marie, because maybe a lot of the time, because of the lack of awareness that Christ has actually set us free from these things, we end up, I mean, we don't like to be that way. You don't want to be an angry person. But then there's a level of, that's maybe just who I am.
Exactly.
Because we don't know that we have actually been.
And there we go. If we can identify that lie, I am not a person of anger. No, I'm not a person that's easily offended. Jesus has broken the control. So the second question we need to ask very importantly is, what were the Israelites set free for?
Yeah.
Because if we just think about the story, so just walk into the desert, guys, well done, you're free. And for what?
Roam around.
Yes, have a ball. And that's, let's say, for instance, I've been set free from anger. Why have I been set free from anger? So if we look at the story of the Israelites, all of us would probably say, well, they were set free to go eventually, 40 years later, end up in the promised land.
Yeah.
So did God really go through all of that just so that they can have a nice little piece of land to grow some vegetables and, you know, raise
milk
a few
and
sheep?
Honey and
no, we need to look at, what were they under? They were under the control of a king that restricted their ability to serve their God.
Ooh.
So God set them free not to have a little place or a piece of land. He set them free so that they can fully serve and worship Him. So we need to understand that there are reasons why God sets you free from anger, from resentment, from fear. And the main purpose is so that those things can no longer restrict you from worshiping your Father unrestricted, from loving and obeying Him.
That's right.
From walking in the fullness of what He has for you. Freedom, Zinthly, has a purpose. And when you see the purpose, you can walk on it.
Mm.
You can say, I've been set free so that I can love my God without fear. I've been set free so that I don't lose my temper, so that I can love my Father and the people around. And the last question, Zinthly, that I love to ask is, who did God bring alongside to help this individual or this group of people to walk into the freedom? And as we know from the story, God in this story picked a leader with the name of Moses.
Yeah.
And the purpose that Moses had was to say, I know what God has for you. Follow me and I will take you to the promised land.
Yeah.
Now, Santley, I think we miss sometimes that God places people alongside us. And in this example, I think it could be a spouse.
Mm.
It could be a mentor. It could be a parent.
Yeah.
It could be a church leader. It could be an individual that God places alongside you to show you how to walk out of slavery and how to step into the freedom that God has for you.
This is so powerful. I just, my mind is blown right now. Oh, man, it's amazing. We definitely will upload it onto our website as well if you want to take a listen again and again, because it's just such a powerful word. You want to sit on it. You want to let it simmer in your spirit and take action on it, really. It just hearing this word is freeing. Like, it literally is so liberating as well. So, Elise Marie, thank you for joining us. We'll catch up again with another Stoop session next week, where we do part two of our conversation of freedom. What can we look forward to?
Oh, we can look forward to a lovely story about Lazarus.
You love Lazarus, right? The story around Lazarus is quite a big one for you. Okay, so look forward to that. And when are you having the next physical Stoop session? Because I really want us to send out the invitation to as many people as possible.
The 27th of February, isn't it? It's fairly closely fully booked. I think there's only a few spots left. For listeners who's in the Johannesburg area, you can get the details from Zintle, but it's the 27th of February.
27th of Feb. For those who want to follow you on your socials, etc., where do they reach you?
I'm on Facebook under Elise Marie Muller, and I'm on Instagram, liz.zie1976. And you can see the ads that I put on for Stoop Sessions.
All right, Liz, we'll catch up again next week.
Thanks, Zintle.